Hence, Siman Shin Pei Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Dalid. It's on page Resh Mem Tes. We are up to the top line of Resh Mem Tes. The Chain Im Yesh Lo Cheder Pasuch Lebesa. We have here. Everyone has. Okay, so we discussed yesterday the new halacha that a person has the power to mivatel, not just a bias to a chotzer, not just your rights in the court. You also have the option of relinquishing your bias to another bias. Fascinating idea. Two batim that are next to each other, they do not share any hallway. And one resident, one member, one bias wants to carry into the other bias. What is the solution? The solution is to relinquish your rights in your home. And that means you are now automatically a guest of your neighbor. And just like your neighbor can carry from your house into his house, you also can carry from your house into his house. And we learned yesterday the Mishnah Brura. Why is this case different than the case of relinquishing your right in the courtyard where you're not allowed to carry from your home to the courtyard? And the Mishnah Brura explained, because if you carry from your home into the courtyard, it looks like you're taking back what was once yours. Originally, you had rights in the courtyard. When you relinquished your rights, you gave it up. If I will now take an object from my home and carry it into the courtyard, it appears as if I'm trying to reverse my original relinquishment, trying to take back what I gave up. That is a problem. But when you're dealing with two homes, one next to the other, you never had a right in your neighbor's home. That was never yours to begin with. What are you relinquishing? You're not relinquishing your neighbor's home. You're relinquishing your home. Now you are becoming a guest of your neighbor. When you take an object from your home into your neighbor, it does not look like you're trying to take back what you've given up. Just the opposite. If I'm removing property from my home to my neighbor's home, it's coming to prove the point that everything belongs to my neighbor. I'm only a guest. Everything is really his. Take it. If I would take from his home into my home, that would be problematic.
He can take from his home, but
that would be a problem, because if he take from his home into your home, that would show that you're taking back according to the first approach in the Mechaber, that would be problematic. To take from his home into your home.
For him,
he can do whatever he wants. The other person, the one that you've given up your rights to, can do whatever he wants. But for you, the one that has relinquished your rights in your home, to take from number two some into your home would be a problem. Because that's showing that you're taking back your home. But to take from your home into the neighbor, that is not a problem. Now, here we come to a new idea. And this is a very interesting idea. V'chein, im yesh lo cheder pasuch lebeso, ubitel rishus beso, also lohotzi mecheder lebeso. Okay, now we're discussing a third case, new case. Basically, you have two batim. Total of three batim. You own two of them. Let's go slow. Let's discuss the case again. There are two apartments next to each other. It was number one and number two. There is no courtyard. Apartment number one opens directly into apartment number two. But in apartment number one, there is a kitchen, or there is a bedroom. When you want to carry chairs from apartment one into apartment two, you have not made an Erev. Problem. There is no Erev. You're not allowed to carry from apartment one into apartment two. What's the solution? I'm going to relinquish my apartment to my neighbor, number two. Number two, you are the bala boss of everything. I will just serve as your guest. And therefore, now I will be permitted to carry the chair from my apartment number one to apartment number two. But when I make this statement that I'm carrying the chair from number one to number two, I'm not relinquishing the rights of my bedroom. I don't want you coming into my bedroom. My bedroom, I have private documents, I have private things. I don't want you in there. I'm only relinquishing the section of the apartment that is directly open into your apartment, but the side cheder, the side room in my apartment that is not directly open into your apartment, that I'm not relinquishing. And what will that automatically mean? I'm not allowed to carry an object from the cheder, from my room, into even my apartment. Because since I've given up the major bulk of my apartment to number two is now the Baal HaBayis. I'm not the Baal HaBayis. But I still maintain full rights and full exclusive ownership of the cheder of the room of my bedroom. If I will now take an object from my bedroom and carry it into the major part of the apartment, it's as if I'm taking back the rights in my apartment. Just like we learned that if you are of a courtyard of five people and one person does not join the air, and he relinquishes his rights in the courtyard to the other four people, you're not allowed to take from your home into the courtyard because it looks like you're taking back what you've relinquished. I've given up my rights in the courtyard by carrying from my bias in the courtyard, I'm taking it back. Same exact problem. If I have an apartment and there's a cheder, and there's a room on the outside in my apartment, and I have not given up that room to my neighbor, but I've given up the apartment to my neighbor, if I will take from that room into the apartment, it looks like I'm trying to take back the portion of the apartment back once again. And that's what it says here in the top line, the chain, im yesh lo cheder pasuach lebeso, if there's a room that opens to your bias, ubitel b'shus beso, and you've only relinquished the b'shus of your bias, Osur lohoitzi mechedroi lebeso, you're not allowed to take from your cheder to your bais. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Chof Beis mechedroi lebeso v'hu adin mi bais lechedroi, and vice versa. You're also not allowed to take from the bais to that room. Bibnei shuhu kimoitzi merishus lerishus v'ayin v'achroim shehalu da'afilu im bitl gam rishus cheder behedyo osur lohoitzi meechad lechavero de'bezeru choyzo machzik b'shusoy. And that's another discussion which we're not going to leave out for now. Now let's go to the Ramah. Hagah. V'yesh, some say. Now this is very interesting. The Ein, the Ramah Hagah. Second line. They said V'yesh, the Ein levat al mibayis lebayis al im kein yashir liatzmo cheder echad shaloi bitel. The Oz. And once we're going to be so strict, we're going to give you a bonus in this situation. Mutal hachnas afilu mibayis libeis chaveroi lebeiso. Period. Like this opinion. Let's see as follows. Now the Ramah is going back. He's telling us an amazing chiddush. Let's discuss the case that we discussed in the very beginning. Two batim. One opens to the other. Right. Two batim. One opens to the other. And we have not made an eruv. And I relinquish the rights of my bias to my friend. What's the halacha? The halacha now is I am allowed to carry from my bias to your apartment A to apartment B. Simple case. Apartment A, apartment B. And let's assume that in apartment A, apartment 1, there are no side rooms. Just one big open apartment. One big room. Opens directly into apartment number 2. There are chairs in apartment number 1. I wished to transfer them to apartment 2. There was no Erev. Solution. Number 1 relinquishes his rights to number 2. Okay. Along comes Ramah and says, Usser, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why not? Because if you're going to do this, you're going to come to forget that there exists something called an Erev. Eruv Yechatzeros. What is the purpose of Eruv Yechatzeros? It's to bring together two different rishuyos to permit you to carry one to the other. Let's take a step back. Let's talk about the case of the chatzer. We have one courtyard, there are five residents, five batim. Four join in an eruv. One does not join in an eruv. He doesn't join. Shabbos. There's something that we need to take from his, something the people of the other four people, they need to use the courtyard. But number five ruined it for them. He did not join the eruv. Okay. Number one will relinquish his rights in the courtyard. Wonderful. We have accomplished something and we've avoided a kosher eruv. But there's a loss, there's collateral damage. What's the collateral damage? Number one is not allowed to do anything. Number one is not allowed to carry from his home into the courtyard. Five people. Four joined together. One did not join. So the Erev is not a kosher Erev. And you can construct the case. Let's make the case like very, very simple. There are two people in the courtyard. Okay? Let's really go all the way down. There are what I'm telling you is not 100% precise, but don't worry about it. I want to bring out the idea. Let's say there are two people in the courtyard, A and B. And there's a nice big courtyard. Number two desperately wants to carry something from his home into the courtyard. It's a beautiful summer day, spring day, Shabbos, a long Shabbos. He wants to take his beach chair out of his home, bring it into the courtyard, and lie down and have a Shabbos afternoon nap out in the courtyard. But there's no Erev. Number one and number two did not join together in the Eruv Chatzeros. That means the courtyard is shared by two Rishrios. So number two is not allowed to carry. So he's desperate, he's going out of his mind. What is he going to do? It's already Shabbos. Solution number one says, you know what, I'll do you a favor. I will relinquish for the remainder of this Shabbos my rights in the courtyard. You will now be the only owner of the courtyard, and you will be permitted to carry from your home to the courtyard. Right? That's what we've been discussing all along until now. But there's collateral damage. What's the collateral damage? Number one, who has relinquished his rights, can't use the courtyard. He can't carry. He anyway couldn't. I assume this is real collateral damage because he anyway couldn't. But he can't. He number two can use the courtyard, but number one cannot use the courtyard. If they would have made Meruv Chatzeros, what would they have gained? Both can use the courtyard. So look at this. There is an advantage to making an Eruv Chatzeros over Bittel. If you make it a real full-fledged Eruv Chatzeros, number one can carry into the courtyard, and number two can carry into the courtyard. If you don't make an Eruv Chatzeros, and number one relinquishes his rights to number two can carry in the courtyard, and number one cannot carry in the courtyard. So there is a very great advantage in making the Eruv over using this technique called Bittel.
But who would deny that?
That's simple. Right, now here's the point I want to make. But what about two batim, no courtyard, two apartments, apartment A and apartment B, and they're right next to each other, and A opens to apartment B. So A, number one, number two, they open to each other. Number two needs some chairs. He needs some chairs. He's making a scene. People come to ask some guests. He needs some chairs. A has a stack of chairs. Can A carry into these apartments? One into two. No, because you have not made an Eruv. Oh, we'll do Bittel. Oh, very good. We'll do that. Number one relinquishes his home. There, the Bittel is not. There's no courtyard. So number one gives up the rights of his home to number two. Now, what's the solution? What have we accomplished? We have accomplished not only can B go into A's home and take the chairs to B. Not only can two go into number one, someone take out those chairs. Number one also can do the work. Also can take the chair from one into two. In other words, that what would have been had they made an Eruv before Shabbos began? Same thing. Okay. I know that's not a full thing, but for the hour, what we're trying to accomplish. What is the need in this specific situation? The Mishnah Berurah discusses your thing in great detail. It's a bare halacha, and it's very complicated. I don't want to go into it because I want to cover some ground. You're right, but let's focus on the need for this Shabbos. On this Shabbos, there is a need to transfer something from one to two. There are two ways to solve the problem. You can make an Eruv to accomplish the goal, or you can make use of Bittel. If you make an Eruv, both one and two can carry the chairs into apartment number two. If you do Bittel, both one and two can carry from apartment one to apartment two. Is there any advantage of making an Eruv over Bittel? No. It's exactly the same. It's not exactly, which we'll put aside, but for the purpose that we are trying to accomplish, to be able to transfer from apartment one to apartment two, it is exactly the same thing. Whether we use a Bittel or whether we use Eruv, we can take an object in apartment number one and bring it to apartment number two. Who can do so? Number one can do so. Number two can do so. So there is no advantage of using an Eruv of using making an Erev overdoing Bittul. So why should you make yourself crazy Erev Shabbos to go and collect bread? I'll put my bread in your home, we'll make a bracha, and we'll say the Nusach and the Siddur, Bahadei Neiruva, Yesharla, and to carry. Who needs to make the bracha? Who needs to take a loaf of bread? Well, forget about it. Enjoy your Erev Shabbos. Don't be nervous. When Shabbos will come, we'll just say, I'm mevatel my reshus to you. And now, no problem. You can take the chairs. I can take the chairs. You can take the chairs. Everything is, everyone is happy. Shalom al Yisrael. There's no advantage. What?
It's
a good point. It could be that once you take the chairs, you... I don't know the answer. It could be you are allowed to. If the chairs originated in this apartment, it could be that you are allowed to return them.
Two can return to one.
Oh, okay, you're right. You're touching upon some major points which the Mishnah Berurah discussed in a different context, which you're right. But that's not we're not concerned about cleanup. We're concerned with the major, let's just focus on the main thing that we need for the Shabbos. What is our main concern? To get those chairs into apartment number 2. Getting the chairs back is not the main issue. Or wait until Shabbos is over. You're right, there will be other differences. There are, but it's not what's on our mind. It comes to make a simcha, you're not worried about what are you going to do with the leftovers when the simcha is over. You're making a kiddush. You're worried, are you going to have enough food? And is the table going to be set up nice? And will the guests come? When you're hiring the caterer, you're not thinking about what are we going to do with the leftover food. Okay, that might be a different case. That might be a different situation. But let's focus on the simplest case possible, and that's what Chazal want to focus on, at least for our purpose right now. There is no advantage in this situation of making an area where we're doing bittul. So the Ramah says this is very disturbing. It's very disturbing for Chazal to make him a solution. The Iker is an Erev. The Din Bittul is a backup when something goes wrong. It's a backup generator. But if the backup generator is just as good, cheap, the price is cheaper for using the generator the whole time than using the Con Ed, whatever you're using, it defeats the purpose. There's something wrong here. There's a fundamental problem. Chazal will not make a takana that will outdo the ikar. Therefore, the Ramah says it doesn't work. When it comes from one bias to another bias, there's no advantage. It doesn't work. But there is an exception. And the exception is if your apartment number 1, has a little side room, has a bedroom, a closet, a kitchen. And when you relinquish your dining room where the chairs are stored to apartment number 2, you are careful to say, I'm not relinquishing the bedroom.
The whole apartment.
What?
You're not relinquishing.
The whole apartment. I'm only relinquishing the part of the apartment that's open to the apartment number 2. But a small section of apartment number 1, I will not relinquish my bedroom. And now there's a major difference between the bittul and the eruv. Had we made an eruv, I would have been permitted to carry from my bedroom to my neighbor's apartment. If you make an eruv with one big happy family, my bedroom is your bedroom, my kitchen is your kitchen. It's all one big room. I didn't mean that in anything. You know what I meant. I just meant we're all one big happy family. Okay, my closet is your closet. You can go from here to here. There's no restriction whatsoever. But now that we're making bittul, I'm only being mevatel my apartment, but I'm not being mevatel the closet area. Am I allowed to carry from the closet area to the main part of my own apartment? My own apartment! I have the major part of the apartment, I have a closet. Am I allowed to have the closet here? No! Because I did not relinquish my rights in the closet. If I go carry from the closet into the major part of the apartment, it appears that I'm taking back. I'm coming to reconquer my apartment. But if I would have made an Eruv, I would have been allowed to carry from the closet to the apartment to my neighbor. So here there's a major advantage in the Eruv over the Bittul. Oh, so here is where we will allow Bittul to operate. So this is the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah says Bittul works. Bittul works even where you're not gaining anything. Even when you're not gaining anything, it will work. Now the Ramah says no. Bittul does not work if you're not gaining any. Bittul will not work where the advantage is equal to the Eruv, and the only time we will allow Bittul to work is where you're still left with a situation where had you made the Eruv, you would have been better off. And then the Ramah goes a step further. And the Ramah says, since I am of that opinion, now it's very complicated how the show told totally zeb zeb, but basically let's just get the basic halacha. Since I'm so a machmir in this respect, I'm going to give you a bonus. I'll throw you a bone because I'm being machmir. I'm only going to allow you the Erev to work where the Bittul to work where you're still losing. Will you do Bittul from bias to bias? Not only are you allowed to carry from apartment number one to apartment number two, the Ramah says you can carry lechatchila from apartment two to apartment one. When you're dealing with two bottom, bias one to bias two, and bias number one relinquishes his rights to bias number two, according to the Ramah, your number one is allowed to go into the home of number two and take an object and bring it into his home. But you have to have a cheder. But number one still must have in his home a room which is not part of the bittul, and if that room is completely forbidden to carry in out any way whatsoever, that will be a reminder to a person that this is bittul and this is not the ultimate eruv. There always has to be that distinction, not to forget that it does exist such a concept of eruv echatzeros. So that's the Ramah in a nutshell. There is a we're not going to do it, but the discussion of the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, and the Gra is what exactly is the case? Is the case here where it's one to one? The case of bias to bias seemingly is one to one. Where it's one to one, I'll tell you the question. Let's take a step back. What was the Ramah's problem? The Ramah's problem is there is no advantage. There is no advantage to making an Erev over doing Bittul. What are you talking about? Two apartments, one apartment, one to one. Number one will do an Erev with number two, there's no restriction, back and forth. But if number one relinquishes his home to number two, there's a major difference, like what you were saying. Number one can carry into number two, but number one cannot enter the home of number two and take an object and bring it into his home. That cannot be done. So you're losing. You are losing. When would there be a difference? The only time it would be a difference is where number one relinquishes to a group of people. In other words, and that's really what the answer is, where number one, in number one, there is one bias. Apartment number two is not an individual. There are a group of people living there. Apartment number two. If apartment number two, there's a group of people living in apartment number two, when number one relinquishes his rights to number two, one is relinquishing to a group. And the rule is, when you relinquish to a group, then there is indeed no restriction. One can go to number two, and two can go to number one, and number one can take from number two to number one. When is there going to be a problem that you're not going to go from number two to number one? That's where it's one to one. But when one relinquishes rights to many, then one, it's the only case where number one can be considered to be a guest. And once you're considered to be a full-fledged guest, then there's no restriction whatsoever. You can go both ways, bi-directional.
What about when you said that there's no difference?
So in that case, there is no difference.
Why did they give a back door for that? That's the same.
So why did they...
You don't have to make the error.
Right.
That's the question of the Ramah. That's the problem. Because that is the question that the Ramah is really attacking. Because the other case of which one-to-one, there is a difference, like what you were asking. The only time that there are most questions, real question with no answer, is where apartment number two has a group of people, and apartment number one has only one person, and number one is relinquishing to a group. So when one relinquishes to a group, the rule is there's no restriction. You can go, but it's bidirectional. So then what advantage would there be in an Erev over Bittel? So you have to say, that's why the Rambam says, I don't like this business, I don't like this diff, we have to have a cheder. But if the case was truly one-to-one, then there is an advantage to the Erev over the Bittel, because it's only one direction, and it's not two directions, not bidirectional. So that's a discussion between the Magen Avraham, but that's the basic idea. Let's, if you discuss, there does exist a hechatim, so there would be no advantage, and this is a very beautiful concept to understand. Chazal did not want this solution. Bittel is a solution to a problem. They don't want the solution to be so great that it outdoes the original takana. The original takana is to make an eruv, and that requires a bracha, and that requires bread, it costs money, or a bracha, and it brings together people. It involves an entire, it creates sanctity for Shabbos. And Chazal say, in case a person forgot to make use of this beautiful takana, so we'll give you a solution in case of an emergency. But if the solution is so good and people are just going to use the solution, it'll never come, they'll bypass the takana of Chazal. They don't like that. They were not happy with that. So if you want to make use of the solution, you can do so, provided that there will always be an advantage in doing the takana the way it was meant to be done. If you have a cheder, so you're going to be annoyed. You can't take from the cheder to your apartment. You can't go from the apartment to the cheder. So that already reminds you that you're limited. You're being boxed in. Oh, maybe next Shabbos I should do it the way Chazal really intended it to be done.
You said the Rambam would allow. If you have a cheder, you could go back and forth, back and forth.
If you have a
one-on-one.
Oh, so then, but then now the Rambam comes along and he says, the Rambam is very lenient, and the Rambam says, and in is, it's another halacha that he disagrees on, is that if you do have a cheder, so he will disagree with the mechader, and if you mevatel your apartment to apartment number two, then there's no restriction. You can go back and forth.
I want to ask you, Shah, like Erev Tavshila, you know, if you forgot to make an Erev Tavshila,
yeah,
right? So you can rely on the love of the city, but there was isn't there a certain number of times?
Erev Tavshila, yeah.
One time you can rely, next time, no
good. Stop.
So why didn't the Chum consent the guy the same thing here? Look, one time will allow this Bittel aspect to work. Fine, one Shabbos.
They didn't do that.
Play the same game the next Shabbos.
No, each halacha, I don't know the answer. Each type of halacha has its own set of rules. Erev Tavshil is something called once... no more. By Eruv Chatzeros, it's not like that.
They
no, there's no, you can do more than once. Okay, we'll stop.